Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. Yesterday, the Minnesota State High School Athletic League Board of Directors met, and they approved starting girls and boys cross country, girls and boys soccer, girls swimming, and girls tennis as scheduled Monday, August 17th. There will be many modifications included with this fall athletic season, including shortened schedules, transportation restrictions, restrictions regarding how many opponents they compete against, and other sport-specific restrictions. And there have been no definitive decisions on championship tournaments or postseason play for any of those activities. As Albert Lea High School begins the fall season, they will work to ensure students and coach safety for all activities. The students will be able to participate in these activities whether they're in a distance or hybrid model of instruction. In fact, Albert Lea High School opening registration for those activities today. A link to their online registration via Family ID can be found from the district website, alschools.org, under their High School Athletics and Activities page. A parent meeting will be provided via video while completing registration online. That's an effort to not have to congregate in a large group. And, of course, the board also voted to move the volleyball and football seasons to a flex season, or as they described, to create a fourth athletic season. The Vikings' trade with the Las Vegas Raiders is off after defensive tackle P.J. Hall failed his physical yesterday. The Vikings Monday had sent a conditional 2021 seventh-round draft selection to the Raiders in exchange for Hall. And after the failed physical, Hall reverts back to the Raiders, who are expected to cut the former second-round pick. The 25-year-old Hall played in 30 games, started 18 of them over the past two seasons, but had just a sack and a half in all that time. The Vikings trade for Hall came a week after nose tackle Michael Pierce opted out of the 2020 season, due to respiratory concerns. Minnesota's defensive line took another hit yesterday when defensive tackle Armin Watts was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. The Vikings activated rookie receiver Justin Jefferson and safety Brian Cole II off of the reserve COVID-19 list as training camp continues. The Minnesota Lynx are 3-1 on the year, and they take on the 0-4 New York Liberty tonight at 6 from the Florida bubble of the WNBA. The Austin Greyhounds play in the Region 5C quarterfinals. Saturday, the day starts at 10 a.m. when Red Wing plays Lake City. Rochester and Owatonna go at it at 1, followed by Cannon Falls versus Stewartville at 4. And then at 7 o'clock, it's Austin taking on Wanamingo. The winners will play in the semifinals on Sunday night. Brooks Koepka will begin his quest for a third consecutive PGA Championship title at 10:11 a.m. Thursday morning at TPC Harding Park, just outside San Francisco. Tiger Woods, the only other major champion from 2019, will be two groups behind them, along with two other former PGA champs, Justin Thomas and Rory McIlroy. The conditions so far at Harding Park have been wet and foggy and kind of chilly. Not ideal, but, you know, Tiger going for his 16th major title and what would be his 5th PGA championship. And Jordan Spieth trying to complete golf's career Grand Slam with victories in all four major championships. Only Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods have won each of the four majors, with Nicklaus and Woods doing so at least three times each. Spieth would love to become the 6th to complete the career Grand Slam this week. Jose Berríos pitched 6 strong innings. Nelson Cruz had 3 hits. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-3 yesterday in a game briefly delayed when an unauthorized drone flew over Target Field. The Twins won their 5th game in a row, completed a 7-1 homestand, and improved to 9-2 on the season. That's only the second time in the team's 60-year history they've been as good as 9-2 to start a year. The other time was in 2001. And what did that get us? The game was delayed for 9 minutes in the 5th inning, and players were pulled off the field when the drone flew over center field. A few pitchers in the bullpen were throwing baseballs at the flying intruder, but they missed it. A bit wild early, Berríos settled down and allowed 1 run on 4 hits, struck out 6, and threw 98 pitches on the day. Twins struck early again. Miguel Sano doubled, and Eddie Rosario dribbled a single through the shift as part of a 3-run first inning off Joe Musgrove. Twins third baseman Josh Donaldson, with calf tightness, missed his fourth straight game, but is most likely to play on the coming road trip. No corresponding move has been made after left-handed pitcher Rich Hill was placed on the injured list Monday with shoulder fatigue. The Twins start a three-city, eight-game road trip tonight at 6:05 in Pittsburgh, with right-handed pitcher Randy Dobnak taking the hill. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information about the shopping show, all that available on our website, kqprfm.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.